All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I'm super excited to have a special guest on the show, Corey Raymond, out of now, we're just going to say he was a cheesehead at some point. And if you're an NFL football fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm from the Chicagoland area. So We're right off the bat, just starting off like not as friends at this point. But he did move to Florida now, so we're all good at that point. Like if you stay down there, then we'll remain friends, man.
Perfect. We'll reconcile. We're back together. Right? Look at that. We broke up and we're back together. Worlds.
We're good. It was that easy. All you got to do is talk it through and work it out. Right. So Corey is a good friend of mine and somebody that I actually met at a mastermind called Collective Genius. Absolutely incredible group of people. And Corey is a good friend of mine, and he actually just joined another mastermind that I'm in, the Family Mastermind. So welcome to that. That's going to be a really, really good ride for you as well. So obviously we're in and around the same circles at this point quite often, but Corey is just a great human being outside of, you know, just his business expertise and whatnot. And so I'm excited to have him on the show. Corey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Welcome to the show. I'm doing great, man. I'm out of snowy Green Bay now and cold Green Bay. So I'm doing much better than I was a couple of weeks ago from when we were recording this.
I would say at this point you're in right where I'm at. We're at like 4 degree weather, four degrees. Wow. We've got a foot of snow on the ground. So you probably have worse because you're about 2 hours north of where I'm at. Yeah. So
from what I see on the friends' Facebooks, it's like negative 15 or something. It just makes me smile now.
We can't do it. Well, cool, man. So do me a favor, Corey. You know, not many people know who you are, and I don't know you extremely well. Obviously, I know you as a friend of mine, but do me a favor for the people that don't know who you are. Briefly introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do, a little bit about your origin story and how you got into real estate.
Sure. Yeah, I'll try to keep it brief because I know we only have a little bit of time. But my wife and I, Carrie, we started this back in 2016, just getting into real estate. We were doing some network marketing, trying to get out of the whole 9-to-5 W-2 job kind of thing. And read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, like a lot of people. And that really got us thinking differently about, like, you know, the network marketing thing we had been doing for like 5 years. And we were doing well, relatively speaking, compared to like most people who dive into that. But it just wasn't, we weren't getting ahead, and I didn't see an end of like getting out of my W-2 through that vehicle. So we started digging into real estate, we had the whole tough part of like trying to source deals through just the traditional realtor who didn't really understand investing and kind of went through that struggle. And a lot of people telling us that we were going to fail and all those sort of things. And we just kind of kept diving and got some mentorship and bought our first duplex at the end of 2016. And then did some wholesale deals in there, some subject to stuff with some partners, started flipping some stuff and really started focusing more on buying, hold and wholesaling. And so now we have a team of 9 back in Green Bay running the show. And they're mostly primarily just on our wholesale business. That's a kind of a separate entity. And then Carrie and I, we've got about 117 rental units. And actually this morning I just got a call. We got an accepted offer on a property we put in that we're going to Airbnb back up in Green Bay. So we got a couple of Airbnbs in there.
Sure. Well.
Absolutely. So you've been around the block with quite a few different exit strategies on your end. So that's good. Like you're diverse in the real estate market. So you know what it takes to do everything that you're, you know, buying whole flips and wholesale and, you know, sub two and all the things that you mentioned. So, you know, when it comes down to it, a lot of times too, the acquisitions game, like when you're marketing for acquisitions, a lot of it's the same. You know, obviously you want to make sure your numbers are right upon the exit strategy and what you're acquiring it for. But locking down a deal is kind of the same process no matter what you do. But one thing that we're going to talk about here on the show, before we hopped on, I asked you like, what's something that you guys are working really hard with right now? And you said referral marketing. Now, referral marketing has been around since the dinosaur age. Like, you know, when a caveman would, you know, make a pelt with, you know, a nice coat or whatever, his buddy would go tell his other buddy. And then, you know, that buddy would buy the same coat or whatnot. Like referral marketing has been around for forever, right? It's the number one way to market. Obviously, it's little money out of pocket, if any at all, if you know, if you're going to spend any money on referral marketing. And so I'm curious to see what you guys are doing in your business in terms of referral marketing. Cause you know, like I told you before we started the show, this isn't actually something that we've talked about on this show at all. Like everybody knows what referral marketing is, but very few people know how to actually implement a strategy to get deals with referral marketing. Mm-hmm. So let's open this up, man. Tell us what you're doing in terms of referral marketing.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, Josh, as you and I talked earlier, like I'm not the expert on referral marketing. It's just something that we've got, you know, the direct mail stuff going out. We've got the text going out. You know, we've got all the traditional, I guess, you know, probably stuff a lot of your audience maybe is familiar with if they're listening to the show. And that's just like the one piece now that we've kind of got some of those systems and processes in place and we've got people running those and it's kind of automated now. Now what we've done is said, hey, what are we missing? And actually at one of the mastermind groups, another company was talking about how they've really emphasized referral marketing. And why aren't we making more of an emphasis on this within our team? And so it brings me back. One of the deals actually I got, Tim Bratz, who's another just wicked genius. I don't know if you've had him on the show at all, but I went and sat with him for a day in Ohio. And I remember he was showing me how they source apartment deals. And one of the ways is they just send out an email to like anybody and everybody that they've ever collected an email from. And they just say, hey, man, I'm looking for a deal. I've got some money that I got to spend on XYZ, you know, whatever they're trying to acquire. And they just send it out and they stay consistent like every week, 2 weeks with that email message. So I'm like, all right. So while I was sitting there, we typed up some emails and I guess you could call it referral marketing. I guess it was email marketing, but came from a buddy of mine who's actually a financial advisor. And he called me up and said, hey, dude, I got a client that went through divorce and she's got this apartment building and she just wants to get out of it. I don't know if it could be anything you'd be interested in. I'm like, yeah, hook me up. You know, we start talking. Yeah. I don't know. Here's her phone number. Give her a call. We called her up and boom, we locked it up. And it's probably the best deal we've ever gotten. And it came from sort of referral, I guess, email marketing, but I would consider that referral because it went out and he called me directly, you know, as a friend. The other thing we've gotten a lot of is just, I know you do a lot of social media stuff. We really emphasized recently, like our acquisitions managers on our team, just posting more content on their own personal pages and just asking for referrals too. If they go into an appointment and they don't lock it up, like, hey, oh, that's cool. Who else do you know that maybe would be a better fit for us? And they're there just trying to provide value on that appointment. But then they're asking for referrals now more, even on calls where people don't want, you know, they don't want to sell, asking for referral on that call leads down this whole other path of $0 marketing, really. So
yeah, you never know who knows who, right? Yeah. Like this is something that, again, this is why referral marketing has stood the test of time. It's the, oh, guys, listen, if you're opening up marketing and any marketing strategy that you're doing, referral marketing has stood the test of time, and it is the only one that has stood the test of time throughout the entire existence of mankind. And there's a reason, because somebody has a good experience with you, they know somebody else that could use what you have to offer, and they're going to go tell them, right? So I think a big part of this is you even said it yourself, like people are afraid to ask, like they just need to ask the question. Do you know somebody? Like very simply, it takes 10 seconds to open that question up. And then who knows if they know somebody.
Yeah.
More times than not. Now, here's what I would say, Corey, is that, you know, expect a no, because now you're like, you're on the offensive side now, and then you're literally opening it up and just being willing to take a no for an answer. But then if you do get a yes, it's like, oh, okay, can you refer them over? We'll give you a, you know, $1,000 referral fee or whatever you offer those people. But it's simply asking the question can get you such great results. And too many people are just afraid to ask a question because they're afraid they're going to get shot down. Listen, you're in the real estate industry. If you're afraid of getting shot down, you should not be in this industry at all.
Yeah.
So let's just
wrong field. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what do you, sure. When you're reaching out to these people, what are you saying to them specifically? Do you have a specific message or a way that you're asking? What are you saying to them?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how that referral comes in, because there's some cold referrals. Like our guys, when they're cold calling, they're supposed to be at the end of it saying, like, if it leads to a no, they're supposed to be saying, like, hey, who else do you know that maybe has a property that needs a little bit of love or a little fixing up? Or maybe is there a neighbor in the area you'd like to see us try to get out? And then they kind of chuckle, right? It's kind of funny because you're asking, who can we try to buy their house so they get out of your neighborhood?
Yeah,
yeah. But it leads to sometimes. So if we get one of those, we usually don't say, hey, Johnny down the street said you might be interested in selling, if they're maybe have some kind of adversarial back-to-bear relationship going on there. But if it's a warmer referral, we have bird dogs is another old school thing. We've got bird dogs out there, but I would consider that sort of the same thing. Build that relationship in the network, and then they're out doing the hunting for you. And so we'll ask that question to whoever's giving the referral, like, hey, is this somebody like warm that we should mention all of this information we talked about? Or is this somebody maybe we should just go in kind of cold and play like, hey, we have no information, and just kind of start fresh with them? So it depends on the referral source and how it's coming in and what that previous expectation was set up from that referral source, I would say would dictate that.
Sure, absolutely. And I think a lot of it too has to do with the way you talk to people, right? So where you're like marketing actively right now, in the Midwest, people are very like down to earth type people. They want respect. They want to be talked to like they're a human being. Mm-hmm. And so using, you know, and there's nothing wrong with this in terms of like over in a general perspective, but using a Filipino VA to talk to somebody where it sounds like very robotic, you have to make sure that they're talking to a human, because mm-hmm. in this, you know, Midwest market, people are like, you know, backwoods type people. We're not rednecks, but we're also like to talk to people.
Josh, we are.
There might be some Wisconsin rednecks. Yeah. So, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, people want to be talked to like they're respected. And so a lot of times the way you ask a question, if you can be friendly about it and build rapport and good relationship with them, they're going to be more than happy to refer somebody over to you. So I think that's important to understand as well. Like just learning how to talk to people, you guys understand that the equivalent to a brand is reputation. And the way you build your reputation is by how you treat and talk to other people. So keep that in mind, guys. I think that's a really big deal that a lot of people miss out on, is they try to do volume, just like trying to hit as many, you know, people as they possibly can. And just like, oh, you don't want to sell? Okay. See you later. Thanks. You know, and ending the call quickly like that, I think that you could be missing some really good opportunities. Do you agree with that, Corey? Yeah. Do you think that that's something that 100%. Is viable?
Dude, you nailed it. And we talk to people out there, like people hit us up all the time for help, you know, around the country with whether it's buying and holding, you know, real estate or wholesaling. And that's the one thing I've noticed, like in the Midwest, you nailed this. Like we've hired a couple of VAs from the Philippines to try to do some cold calling or even take some inbound calls to kind of handle that lead flow a little bit. And it just doesn't work in our market. Like people sniff it out instantly. Up by us, a lot of our street names are old Native American type of like hard to pronounce. If you're not from there, you totally botch it. Like knows it. Like they sniff it out instantly.
They sniffed it out instantly.
And there
man.
Goes all That's your a good trust, point. Right? People that's buy from point. People who they know, like, and trust. And in our case, they're not technically buying, but that's the same thing. They're going to do business with people who they know, like, and trust. Mm. And if you lose that trust instantly because you're using a foreign VA that doesn't pick up on that, it's gone. That lead, somebody else is going to get that thing, and we're out the door. We have no chance.
That's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a really good point, because you know, it's the same thing in the markets that we're in, right? Not so much Indiana, but like Illinois, especially Michigan. So like our surrounding areas and then obviously Wisconsin, I mean, a lot of it is like the Native American pronunciations. And like you said, if somebody mispronounces it on the call, then it's sniffed out immediately. And I think more than ever, Corey, like it's a big deal because the way the market is going right now and has been for a couple of years is like people, especially in the Midwest markets, people want localized businesses to do business with. And they're latching down with that. They're, you know, there's a reason why a lot of the iBuyers pulled out of the Midwest markets because they weren't getting any traction because they weren't local.
Right.
And so having the efforts to go that distance, I know it sounds very petty at some points. It's like, oh, you didn't pronounce the street name right. But if you could get that much of an edge on the rest of your competition, wouldn't you take that? I think that's a really, really big deal. And is that all patterns that you're seeing in your market right now? Is like local, they want local home buyers. Is that what you're seeing?
They always have. Wisconsin's always been that way, at least in our area. Very conservative, very old school, very handshake, come meet me, look me in the eye kind of thing. So even people who try to buy over the phone and stuff like that, they might get a couple deals here or there, but the vast majority of people, you got to be boots on the ground, willing to get, you know, ready to get belly to belly with these people. And then of course there's going to be the one us that's like, yeah, whatever. I'm super desperate. Just, I need an answer. Fine. Get those. But the vast majority, you're going to miss that 33 to 66% of people that are going to sell. You're going to miss out on a lot of those people if you're not local in our area, at least in our area, in our market. You got to be belly to belly, face to face, shaking hands, being able to hold a conversation, look somebody in the eye. You know, that kind of thing. It's really
important. That's all a big deal. And that is part of being an actual brand, guys. So keep that in mind, that ability to build rapport with people, not just through the marketing that you're doing, not through just the direct mail or the Facebook ads that you're running, but the actual conversations that you're holding with people. That a lot of times, Corey, has a lot more to do with your marketing than anything else. You know, you walk into a store or a restaurant and you're treated bad by a waitress, you're not coming back, right? And it's just, it takes that one person that communicated with you. They're not the owner of the restaurant. They're not even the manager of the restaurant. It's just a simple waitress or waiter. And they talk bad to you. Hey, you're not coming back. And you're going to go tell everybody about it. Like, hey, this is not somebody this is not a place that you want to go. It works the same way no matter what business you're in. So I think that's a really big deal. Corey, anything else that you want to hit on that you guys are doing in your marketing? I know you mentioned you're doing text messaging right now. And that's working the best for you. Any quick things that you want to share with that before we hang up here?
I mean, at the time we're recording this, Josh, it's just, there's some challenges around texting right now with a lot of the regulations coming down. So it's just it's a consistent battle. Like, we have one girl on our team, our office or our operations manager. I mean, that's like her, like baby, like her and our, we do have a VA doing the texting, who's out of the country for that, but that's totally manageable. But those two are like working hand in hand, like what platforms are the best and how do we make sure we're being compliant, but also making sure we're maximizing the phone numbers we got and the leads that we got. So that's a challenge. But going back to the branding thing, I think what's important, Josh, one of those things, that one of the core values, that one of our top core values is we're obsessed with our reputation. And so everybody in our company knows people are always watching you. They're always seeing what you're doing. So even if you're out, like, you're at one of our acquisitions guys out on a weekend, we're like, don't be posting videos of you out partying it up and being crazy. Cause like, even though that's all your own time, that you're representing us. And when our guys go into appointments, they're in there to bring value. If we do deal with the people, great. If not, now what I actually just started training our guys on yesterday was, we need to be asking for reviews from the people that we don't do business with. So I listened to one of these guys' appointments, had great rapport with the people, but they just weren't ready to do a deal with us yet. It was like a probate situation, but they left like, I thought they were going to be hugging it out when they left that appointment. I'm like, that's a great one to ask. Hey, give a review about your experience with us. Even though we didn't do a deal, put that in your review. But I think people out there, you know, the sellers are going to look at that and say, hey, these guys are coming into my house. They're not coming in to hawk or steal me, you know, because there's a lot of that. Like, what are they going to try to do? So I think an effort that we're going to be making, and maybe some of your listeners can do, is like get some reviews from those people that we don't end up doing a deal with. And I think, you know, hopefully when people are doing their digging on that company and our company specifically, they're going to see these guys are coming in just to bring value, and hopefully we do a deal. But if not, I'm still going to get something for my time of meeting with these people.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Even you treat the people right, and then you stay on top of that, because then, you know, at some point, again, like, we go back to referral marketing, they may know somebody down the road. So they're like, hey, I didn't sell my house to these guys, but they are really good. They're very reputable. They treat people well. So you should check them out as well. So like, that's
what happens. We get a couple deals a year from that. Yeah. We get a couple deals a year from that, where they just, somebody refers to say, hey, they said that you guys were really good people and that we could trust you, and we're in a tough spot. Can you help us? And then there's no competition. Nobody else is in on that appointment. We're only that person.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Like, they're not hunting. They're not going to look, you know, on Google to sell their house, like, sell my house, you know, Green Bay, and pulling up all the, you know, 15 different carrot sites that investors have and whatnot. Like, they're just going to you because they were referred specifically by somebody to you specifically. So I think that's a really big hand up. So to capitalizing on that, that's a really big deal. So, man, Corey, this has all been gold. I really appreciate everything that you shared. Man, referral marketing, like, that's something that we don't talk enough about. I think that's something that a lot of people miss out on. I'm really working hard on that because, you know, especially my business, a little bit different landscape. Like, I don't do heavy marketing to cold audiences. I do heavy marketing to warm audiences. And there's a reason I do that, is because I've got good clients and I'm going after the people that they're friends with, and so that they'll talk me up and all that kind of thing. But a lot of it is the customer experience side of it, is how well do you treat people? Are you servicing them well? Are you treating them like human beings and people that, you know, with really good respect and whatnot? And a lot of that plays into the brand. It plays into the marketing efforts that you are putting out. So make sure you keep that in mind as you're going out and doing whatever marketing it is you're doing. So even in a text message or a ringless voicemail or a cold call, talk to people with respect, and that'll go a long way. So Corey, man, I appreciate everything you shared. I want you to do me a favor for the people that may be listening and they want to reach out to you, and maybe they're in your market, maybe they want to connect or something like that, or they just want to connect with you to learn more about what you got going on. What's the best way to get in contact with you, whether that's Facebook, an email address, Instagram, whatever website or anything else like that? Go ahead and share something.
Yeah, I'm pretty active on Facebook. So just search me up, Corey Raymond. And it's REYMENT and COREY. And I think I'm the only one so far. So easy to
find. You're the only one so far. So yeah, guys, I'll link that down in the description below. So you guys make sure you go add him on Facebook and check out what he's got going on. Reach out and tell him that Josh Culler sent you, and then you'll be good to go. So Corey, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for being on the show. We look forward to having you back again soon.
I appreciate it, man. It's been fun.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in and listening. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the podcast. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, now's the time to head back over to the homepage and leave me a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. If you haven't already, make sure you go pick up the REI marketing book. There's 210 pages chock full. I mean, this thing is awesome. This turned out a whole lot better than I thought it was going to. Chock full of how the top 37 real estate investors in the world run their marketing techniques, tactics, and all kinds of different things that they do inside of their real estate investing marketing. Go pick that up. It's a free plus shipping offer. And if you haven't caught on to it, yes, I am putting you in my marketing funnel. And this is marketing, guys. This is a marketing show. So I'm teaching you this, but it's only $4.97. Go pick it up. Free plus shipping offer. You're going to get a paperback copy like that. And make sure you give me a shout out when you do. Thank you guys so much for listening and joining in today. And we will catch you on the next one. See you later.